First Chronicles 1 through 2:17. Genealogy from Adam. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshesh, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Diphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteca. And the sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. Mizraim fathered the people of Lud, Anam, Lahab, Naphta, Pathrus, Kasla, from whom the Philistines came, and the Kaphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshesh. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almadad, Shelef, Hazer Mavith, Jera, Hadoram, Azal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebaioth, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Nafish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, to whom she gave birth, were Zimram, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanak, Abida, and Elda. All these were the sons of Keturah. Abraham fathered Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Homam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal were Alian, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Aya and Anna. The son of Anna was Dishan, and the sons of Dishan were Hamram, Eshban, Ithran, and Sharon. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zavan, and Jakan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aaron. Now these are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king from the sons of Israel reigned. Bela was the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, became king in his place. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites became king in his place. When Husham died, Hadad, the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the field of Moab, became king in his place. And the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla of Masreka became king in his place. When Samla died, Shaul of Rehoboth by the Euphrates River became king in his place. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, became king in his place. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad became king in his place, and the name of his city was Pai. And his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mesahab. Then Hadad died. Now the tribal chiefs of Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Jetheth, Chief Oholabama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinan, Chief Kenaz, Chief Timan, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah were Onan, and Shelah. These were the three born to him by Bathshua the Canaanitess. But Judah's firstborn, was evil in the sight of the Lord, so he put him to death. His daughter-in-law, Tamar, bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hemuel. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Kalkol, and Dera, five of them in all. The son of Carmi was Achar, the one who brought disaster on Israel by violating the ban. The son of Ethan was Azariah. Now the sons of Hezron who were born to him were Jeremiel, Ram, and Shelubai. Ram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nashon, the leader of the sons of Judah. Nashon fathered Salma. Salma fathered Boaz. Boaz fathered Obed. And Obed fathered Jesse. And Jesse fathered Eliab, his firstborn. Then Abinadab the second, Shemaiah the third, Nethanel the fourth, Redai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, and David the seventh. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the three sons of Zeruiah were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail gave birth to Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him along into the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels orders concerning you, and on their hands they will lift you up, so that you do not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "On the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him along to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you, if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to serve him. Now when Jesus heard that John had been taken into custody, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, He came and settled in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. This happened so that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, on the other side of the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light, and those who were sitting in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father, and followed him. Jesus was going about in all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. And the news about him spread throughout Syria, and they brought him to all who were ill, those suffering with various diseases and severe pain, demon-possessed, people with epilepsy, and people who were paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and from beyond the Jordan. Acts 3. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer, and a man who had been unable to walk from birth was being carried, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order for him to beg for charitable gifts from those entering the temple grounds. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple grounds, he began asking to receive a charitable gift. But Peter, along with John, looked at him intently and said, "Look at us." And he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I do not have silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." And grasping him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were strengthened. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as being the very one who used to sit at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg for charitable gifts. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them at the portico named Solomon's, completely astonished. But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? Or why are you staring at us? As though by our own power or godliness we had made him walk. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, the one whom you handed over and disowned in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him. But you disowned the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, but put to death the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, a fact to which we are witnesses. And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, just as your rulers also did. But the things which God previously announced by the mouths of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he has fulfilled in this way. Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus, the Christ appointed for you, whom heaven must receive until the period of restoration of all things, about which God spoke by the mouths of his holy prophets from ancient times. Moses said, "The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your countrymen. To him you shall listen regarding everything he says to you. It shall be that every soul that does not listen to that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. And likewise, all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and his successors onward have also announced these days. It is you who are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God ordained with your fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed.' God raised up his servant for you first, and sent him to bless you by turning every one of you from your wicked ways." Proverbs 2:1-11. My son, if you will receive my words, and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding, for if you cry out for insight, and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord, and discover the knowledge of God, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice. And he watches over the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness, justice, and integrity and every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be delightful to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you. Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. You sons of man, how long will my honor be treated as an insult? How long will you love what is worthless and strive for a lie? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly person for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, "Who will show us anything good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, Lord. You have put joy in my heart, more than when their grain and new wine are abundant. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, have me dwell in safety."